A lot of the ways we taught was through finding out what the children had done that was really, really important. We had to find out the children's background, what their experiences were, what they learnt at school, so that we could make that connection and teach them similar things in English. Things like stories, for example, were great. Fairy stories. The Japanese knew all of our fairy stories. The children were brought up on them. So we used to use those a lot and act them out and make puppets and all that kind of thing, because it's not just about understanding, it's about using language as well. And if it's just one-sided, you've failed. It's got to go both ways. So making puppets, acting things out, drama was really important. Kids loved doing that. And if you used one of their stories, which is what I did eventually, they thought it was brilliant that we picked a story from their culture and the children had a chance to act it out and then share it with the English children. Every single school in the Northeast that had Japanese children, in fact, all children who come from another country, they benefit enormously from the injection of that culture.